was intimidated by this uniformed superiority and the offhand authority in Meridew's voice. He shrank to the other side of Ralph and busied himself with his glasses.
So, all the kids who were on the plane must have been scattered around the island, and now they're gathering at the sound of the conch shell. This guy Meridew sounds pretty sure of himself. He's definitely got Piggy scared already. I didn't completely understand what he meant about Gib and Addis and the precentor. But it sounds like Meridew is the leader of a choir, and the kids wearing robes are the other choir boys, who seem to really look up to Meridew and do whatever he tells them. I wonder how Meridew and Ralph are going to get along. Let's find out. Start again near the top of page 21, where it says, Meridew turned to Ralph.
Meridew turned to Ralph. Aren't there any grown-ups? No. Meridew sat down on a trunk and looked round the circle. Then we'll have to look after ourselves. Secure on the other side of Ralph, Piggy spoke timidly. That's why Ralph made a meeting, so as we can decide what to do. We've heard names. That's Johnny. Those two, they're twins, Sam and Eric. Which is Eric? You? No, you're Sam. I'm Sam. And I'm Eric. We'd better all have names, said Ralph. So I'm Ralph. We got most names, said Piggy. Got 'em just now. Kids' names, said Meridew. Why should I be Jack? I'm Meridew. Ralph turned to him quickly. This was the voice of one who knew his own mind. Then, went on Piggy, that boy, I forget. You're talking too much, said Jack Meridew. Shut up, fatty. Laughter arose. He's not fatty, cried Ralph. His real name's Piggy.
Piggy? Piggy! Oh, Piggy!
A storm of laughter arose, and even the tiniest child joined in. For the moment, the boys were a closed circuit of sympathy with Piggy outside. He went very pink, bowed his head, and cleaned his glasses again. Finally, the laughter died away, and the naming continued. There was Maurice, next in size among the choir boys to Jack, but broad and grinning all the time.